Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the scourge of drugs. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has made lawful for His servants all that is good and wholesome, and has forbidden for them all that is impure and intoxicating. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul consider what it has sent forth for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah, for indeed Allah is fully aware of what you do. أيها المؤمنون, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated in His most noble and merciful Sharia, His law, for His servants as a mercy unto them. And this form of legislation is intended to bring about their good, to preserve their religion, their lives, their intellects, their wealth and their honor. And amongst the gravest of threats against which legislation has come, stipulating it to be impermissible, is that of narcotic drugs. For the nature of these kind of drugs is that they are akin to a deadly poison, and they create devastating affliction, not just on the people who take them, but their families and the communities. And so whoever has given in to this addictive vice is being led towards destruction. And it is a type of destruction that will be a destruction that will cause them utter loss. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not kill yourselves. Indeed, Allah is ever merciful to you. And whoever does that out of aggression and injustice, then they shall be cast into the fire. Brothers and sisters, this is a severe warning. To anyone who causes their own destruction by consuming what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden, such as narcotic drugs. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further emphasized what could be taken to be the nature of these drugs when he said, مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسَهُ بِسُمِّنْ Whoever kills himself with poison, فَسُمْهُ بِيَدِهِ يَتَحَصَّاهُ Then his poison will remain in his hand, and the Prophet ﷺ said, he will continue swallowing it, فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا مُخَلَّدًا فِيهَا أَبَدًا Continue swallowing it in the fire of hell, abiding therein forever. So brothers and sisters, the destruction that these drugs give are not just the destruction that they give in the wake of this world, but the repercussions of such destructive activity is that they will continue to destroy and continue to torture a person in the next world, in the life that abides. And so if we understand that, then we understand that drugs are from the most vile and dangerous of things. And they are one of the most dangerous forms of poison, akin to what we were just discussing. And so how incredulous it can be, and how astonishing is it that a person may withhold wealth from his family and his children, that which otherwise if he was to spend on them would draw him nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet when it comes to spending on drugs for such people who are caught in addiction, they would willingly spend on that which ultimately was going to bring them nothing but destruction and ruin. And for such a person, the only way out is to stop and to ask themselves before they're asked, And all of us will be asked, and عُمْرِهِ فِي مَا أَفْتَاهُ وَأَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اَكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِي مَا أَنْفَقَهُ. Every single person will be asked about his life and how he spent it, and about his wealth and how he earned it, and how he spent it. And so, brothers and sisters, we have to prepare ourselves for that questioning. We have to prepare ourselves in a way that we are using the light of our intellect that Allah has honored us by. And for a person who to give himself to destruction means that that intellect is no longer functioning. And one of the great people said, Al-Hasan Basri, said that if the intellect could be bought, people would compete fiercely in paying its price. And so how astonishing then is the one who spends on his wealth, ultimately that which corrupts it, i.e. the intellect. And so, brothers and sisters, we have to really help people who are caught in these vices and these addictive patterns. Because the person who's engaged in that is going to be losing the ultimate loss. And they are people who don't know what is right, don't know what is wrong, except إِلَّا مَا أُشْرِبَ مِنْ هَوَى, except that which conforms to their desires. And this is the nature of these drugs. They overpower a person until they forget everything, and they forget their own selves, and so they forget the dhikr of Allah. And they become a person, people who end up bringing others into this cycle of hardship and misery. And they're people constantly given to anxiety, and they're given to hostility and resentment. And this is all from the kaid, the plots of shaitan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُوقَعَ بينكم الأداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويسدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة. Shaitan only wishes to sow enmity and hatred amongst you through intoxicants and gambling, and to turn you away from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer. So brothers and sisters, we have to be wary and beware and beware. No person should seek his own destruction, damage his reputation, squander his wealth, neglect his children, destroy his family by just following shaitan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kafa bil mali ithman, an yudayu man ya'ul." It is sufficient sin for a person that he neglects those who is otherwise responsible to support. And all of us have to realize, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum ra'in, kullukum mas'ulun an ra'aytihi," that all of you are shepherds and each of you is responsible for his. So the family is something that we are responsible for. And if children do not find a good example, if they see these cycles of drug addiction, then this often destroys them very young. And it becomes something that creates a type of what they call generational trauma. And we're all responsible for the type of company we keep. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rajulu ala dini khalilihi," a person follows the religion of his intimate friend. So we should look as to who we are taking as our companions, who we are taking as that which ultimately we want to be like. And the people of Allah, they choose their companions from the people of Allah. And the people of shaitan, they end up gravitating towards that kind of company and those type of behaviors. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us stability to make tawbah, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things we should realize is that the door of tawbah is always open. And as destructive and as dangerous these habits are, then the first step is to just quit for the sake of Allah. To take a step to say, "I'm going to give up taking drugs for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And أَتَائِبْ مِنَ الذَّمْ كَمَا لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. Someone who sins, who repents from his sins, is as if no sin is there for him. So these are the opportunities, brothers. We're in some blessed days as well. So these are blessed days to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn back with intention to never turn away from him ever again. To be from those who've turned themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their entireties. To make their hearts and their lives a life lived for Allah, a hayatun tayyiba, a beautiful, goodly life that was lived for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish his religion, to make firm our characters in emulating the best of creation, alayhi salatu wassalam. And if we do that, inshallah, then it can be hoped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change us by His qudra. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin muqtadira. Allah is capable of all things. Not by our own capacity, by His capacity. And He is capable of all things. And this is not something difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reform our hearts, to align us to His truth, and to make us a people of sincerity, and the people of taqwa, and people who can abstain from everything He's asked us to abstain from. And this is not something difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.